I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. Evacuations remain in place for the Decker Fire burning south of Salida. The blaze has grown to more than 3,700 acres in recent days, fueled by gusty winds and dry conditions. In an update yesterday streamed on KKTV's Facebook page, Chaffee County Sheriff John Spezzi said authorities are actively monitoring evacuation zones for safety and security.
We're not allowing anybody in. If residents need in, we'll escort them in if they demonstrate a need. We've had a few people need medicine, elderly people, that type of thing. Other than that, we're asking that nobody go in those neighborhoods.
Spezzi said as of yesterday afternoon, about 129 homes have been evacuated. Authorities say they'll hit the fire hard in the coming days with air and ground resources, including dozers, to try and stop the progression of the fire. Two Colorado resorts are making snow, starting the race to become the first ski area to open for the season. Arapaho Basin and Keystone both started snowmaking operations yesterday. A Basin held the longest-lasting season compared to any other Colorado resort last year, with skiers on the mountain from October to July. Keystone reportedly cranked up its new snowmaking system in hopes of changing the early season dynamic on the Front Range. The Air Force Academy is mourning the loss of its official mascot, a falcon named Aurora. The bird was 23 years old, which the Academy says is roughly twice the age of falcons in the wild. The beloved mascot died midday Tuesday. You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Abigail Beckman.